The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again as we get into our study of God's Word concerning the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We're talking about some really exciting things from the Word of God. We're going to be getting into a new part of the study today, going to Acts chapter 10. So go ahead and get your Bible and open it up to Acts chapter 10 if you're in a place where you can do that. Some of you may be listening to the audio of this video netcast, in your car or somewhere that you can't get to your Bible. But if you are somewhere where you can get to your Bible, that's what you need to do, because I want you to see it right out of your Bible. Don't just take my word for it. Don't just say, oh, well, Dr. Bill said it must be true. Well, I appreciate the confidence, but you need to see it out of your Bible, because that's what's really important. Is your study of the Word of God. Amen. I'm just here to kind of give you some nuggets along the way, all right? Well, praise the Lord. I want to talk about a couple of things. Woo, we got a lot to talk about in the way of announcements. I try to keep the announcements as short as I can, but sometimes you just get so excited. We, some time ago, added Rick Renner, Dr. Rick Renner, to our roster, our lineup of folks that are on speakfaith.tv. Now, as you know, SpeakFaith.tv is our Roku channel. We have a channel on the Roku device that's in the channel store under Religion and Spirituality. You can go, if you're not connected to it, go ahead and get your Roku, get connected to SpeakFaith.tv, because there's tremendous ministers and ministries available on SpeakFaith.tv. All right? So you need to take advantage of that. But Dr. Renner's feeds, and this gets a little technical, so I won't get into it too deeply, but his feed had been kind of abandoned on his side because he changed how he was doing his programs, and we didn't know that. You know, we didn't know that they had changed how the programs were being done and posted, and so our feed on SpeakFaith.tv had kind of gotten cold. You know what I'm saying? In other words, all the programs hadn't been updated in a very long time. And so I kind of scratched my head. I said, you know, what's going on here? And I started doing a little research and found out that, in fact, he had changed it. And so we have adapted our feed for SpeakFaith.tv to receive his newest, latest programs. Okay? Which are programs like Refuel with Rick, which is an awesome little short program that he puts out every single day. Now, that takes a lot of dedication right there, I can tell you. But every single day, he has some insight into the Greek in the New Testament, and it is a powerful program. Then he has another one called Good News with Rick. So there's two programs that he now has on SpeakFaith.tv, and they are current, they are up to date, they are updated daily. Woo! So, I'm excited about that. So, we have published those on SpeakFaith.tv, and I tell you, good stuff, real good stuff. I was listening to the one for today as I record this, and it was really insightful and really good to hear the Greek study of that particular passage that he was talking about. And if I start talking about that, we'll be on that for the rest of the program, so I won't get into that. Go watch his netcast on SpeakFaith.tv. So that's exciting what's going on there. The other thing is, of course, talking about TV and talking about our video ministry is that we have an awesome opportunity, a project that we have before us to acquire some video equipment, $25,000 worth of video equipment. That's three high-end HD cameras, video switcher, specialized computer, all kinds of lighting stands and, tripods for the cameras and all that equipment. And I put up the thing here. I'll put it up again so you can see some of the actual equipment. That equipment, we can get for $7,500. Whoo! That's exciting to me that we got that much of a discount on this high-end, high-quality equipment. But beyond that, I am believing God for folks to catch the vision for this and become a contributor toward this project. If all of us would do our part, just a little part, but if all of us would do our part, we could get this project knocked out and have this equipment available to preach and teach the uncompromising word of faith. Woo, hallelujah. I'm so excited about it, just don't know what to do with myself. So, just engage your faith with us. Amen? Engage your faith, engage, and I won't be ashamed to ask for this, engage your wallet too, to go ahead and contribute toward this project. Now, if you'd like to do that, you can write us here and contribute to Word of Faith Ministries. I'll put it up here on the screen. Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code is 27262. And I tell you, this opportunity is beyond what I could ask or think. Just me personally, I'll tell you that right now. So join us in faith and join us in contributing to this special ministry project. And also you can contribute by going to our website, which I'll put up here on the screen as well, WOFM, which stands for Word of Faith Ministries, .org. And you can go up to the upper right-hand top of the page. There's a little button there that you are kind of a tab that you can click on for donations, and you can donate that way as well. So the opportunities are there. Amen? All right. We're talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We've been going through the book of Acts, all the different places where folks receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and see what the Bible has to say about it. See, a lot of people are talking about, my denomination says this. Well, the preacher that I listen to says this. Well, yeah, but what does the Bible say? That's what's important. That's what we need to know. Amen? So let's look at what the Bible has to say here. Acts chapter 10, we'll start in verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Man. Now that means he was a Gentile. He was not Jewish, and therefore did not have a covenant with God. He was a man without a covenant. But, it says, he was a devout man, and he feared God with all his house, or had great respect unto God, and with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. It's good King James way of saying always. Amen. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. In other words, got his attention, Cornelius. And he looked upon him. He was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now, think about that. His prayers and his giving got God's attention. Woo! Got his attention. Didn't even have a covenant with God, but he got God's attention. They were a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. This is, yes, Peter, the apostle, the disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, he lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. In other words, notice this. This is a good point. Angels don't preach the gospel. See, you might say, well, the angel was already there talking to him. Why didn't he preach the gospel to him? Because angels don't preach the gospel. It's up to men. It's up to us. We are ordained unto good works if we're born again. Now, we don't get saved by the works. I'm talking about Ephesians chapter 2 here. We don't get saved by the works, but we get saved unto doing those good works. And one of those good works is to preach and teach the uncompromising word of faith and reach people with the word of God. Amen? Amen. All right, let's keep going. On the morrow, let me back up. When the angel who spake to Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household, Cornelius, called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. In other words, he obeyed what the angel told him to do. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, they drew nigh to the city. Peter went up. So now see God's dealing on Peter's side. Because Peter is a Jew, and he's of the opinion that everything about the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole gospel, was for the Jews only. Okay? He needed a revelation that we Gentiles get in on that. Amen? So God's going to speak to him. So check out what happens here. It says he became very hungry. He would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him saying, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Well, none of these animals were approved by Jewish law to be eaten. So Peter, you know, he's going to be a good Jew. He's going to impress God here. He says, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him a second time and says, "What God hath cleansed, that call thou not common." So what is he talking about? Is he talking about the food? Or is he talking about the Gentiles? That's the point. Let's keep going. "This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven." You know, it's funny how God seems to do things in threes, and particularly if you're hard-headed. I'm just being straight with you here. Peter was like, "No, Lord, I'm not going to do that." Well, look, let me get this cross to him. We'll do it three times. Now, while Peter doubted himself what this vision which he'd seen should mean, he still didn't get it, in other words. "Behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate." Now, if God had not prepared his heart with this vision, do you think he would have seen these people? He'd have said, "No, it's not for the Gentiles. Don't even bother." No, but see, he's pondering this vision. So, here's what happened. They said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, one that fears God and has good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him." Now, again, he would not have done this if he hadn't had the vision telling him it's okay. So, as he talked with them, well, let me back up. I keep trying to get ahead of myself here. Cornelius waited for them and called together his kinsmen and near friends. As Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. Wrong person to worship. It's not the Lord, it's Peter. Peter took him and said, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." In other words, don't get the wrong idea. "I'm just a man like you are." And he said unto them, "Ye know how that an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation, but God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." He got it. Hallelujah. He got the message. "Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore what intent ye have sent for me." Why did you send for me? Now, here's where it gets really interesting. "Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing," this was the angel, "and said, 'Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all the things that are commanded of thee of God." In other words, you got a captive audience. Whatever you want to tell us, you tell us, and I'm ready. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, oh, hallelujah, thank goodness for this revelation that Peter got, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. In other words, it's not just for the Jews. It's for anybody that will receive Jesus Christ as their Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God's no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth or has respect unto him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Woo, I could get off right there and preach for days, but I won't. I'll keep going. And we are witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, and God raised him up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. So what did he preach? He preached Jesus Christ as God's Son, Jesus Christ coming and delivering us, Jesus being crucified and raised from the dead. Now, what do you have to do to be born again? You have to believe that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, and you have to confess him as your personal Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And as we've seen so many times before, that saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially and socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. Hallelujah. So he preached the gospel to Cornelius and his household. Woo, hallelujah. Now, he goes on to say in verse 42, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever, are you a whosoever? Yes, you are. Whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, listen to this. This is what we're getting to here. We went through all that to get to this. While he spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Now, they believed Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. They confessed him as Lord. The Holy Ghost falls on them. What happens? And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. They got born again, and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, how did they know that? What's the next verse? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. How did the Jews that came with Peter, and how did Peter himself know that they had been born again? These are Gentiles now. Got born again and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost because they spoke in other tongues. Wow. Let's keep reading. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. They of the circumcision believed and were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And they prayed him tarry certain days, and I'm sure he taught them concerning the word of God after this period of time. But I want you to notice what he said. They have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. If you study this from the Greek, and I'm gonna dig into this here from the Greek, because this is very interesting. Where it says, as well as we, they received the Holy Ghost as well as we, It literally says in the Greek, I'm going to kind of shorten it because it takes a while to get into each individual word. But basically what he's saying is, in the same manner that we did. In other words, just like we when we were in the upper room. Just like when we were up there and the tongues of fire came and settled on our heads and they began speaking other tongues. In the same manner, the Gentiles, this is actually called by a lot of Bible scholars, the Gentile Pentecost. You know, in quotes, the Gentile Pentecost. They call it that because of the manner, the supernatural manner that God moved for them to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, basically, in other words, be born again, receive baptism in the Holy Ghost, and speak in other tongues. That progression occurred and is called the Gentile Pentecost. Now, let's go to chapter 11, because this is almost more fascinating. I mean, that was great, right? Amen? But this is even more fascinating to see how the church at Jerusalem of Jewish believers, how they heard about the Gentile Pentecost and what they had to say about it when Peter and the folks that went with him reported it. Let's go to Acts chapter 11, verse 1. And the apostles and brethren which were at Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. In other words, they were born again. And when Peter had come to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision continued with it. In other words, they had folks that were arguing with Peter, saying, what did you do? What are you doing going and preaching to Gentiles? They hadn't gotten the revelation that Peter did. They hadn't seen the vision. So Peter's going to explain to them. They said unto him, thou wentest into men uncircumcised and didst eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying that it was in this. I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descended, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by the four corners. It came even to me, upon which I fastened my eyes. I considered, I saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. I heard a voice say unto me, arise, Peter, slay and eat. And I said, not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean at any time has entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven and said, what God has cleansed, call thou not thou common. This was done three times, and all were drawn up into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already coming to the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Ooh, the Spirit bade me go. I love that. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in the house, which stood and said before him, send unto Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell these words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And as I begin to speak, and here he is explaining the Gentile Pentecost to them, as I begin to speak, think about this. This had never happened before. The Gentiles had never received Jesus Christ as Lord before. As I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us, again, that phrase, in the same manner as us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, there's a lot of people that say that the phrase or term or terminology, baptism in the Holy Ghost, which is what we're teaching on right now, is not in the Bible. Hello? Look at it right here. John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's what we're talking about, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift, the like gift, the like gift. Why do I emphasize that? The baptism of the Holy Ghost that the Jews received at the day of Pentecost, that the Gentiles here received at what's called the Gentile Pentecost, is the same gift. Baptism of the Holy Ghost and speaking with other tongues, which is how they knew that they'd been baptized in the Holy Ghost. For as much as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God Then when they heard these things, the naysayers and the circumcision, when they heard these things, they held their peace. And they glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Woo, hallelujah. I'm so glad God did that. Because I'm a Gentile. You know, far as I know, I don't have any Jewish ancestry. Now, maybe I do. I don't know. But it's not important because my lineage is of the faith of Abraham. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. So even as a Gentile now, I can get in on being born again, being baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Praise the Lord. This is exciting stuff, I'm telling you. When they heard these things, they held their peace. They glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Now they which are scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen, traveling as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but the Jews only, and some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake to the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. They started preaching to the Gentiles. And the hand of the Lord was with them. Woo! And a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then tidings of these things came to the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all with that purpose of heart that they would cleave unto the Lord. Woo, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Exciting stuff. But see, as we're studying this, and I'm taking the time, I'm taking quite a few netcasts to take the time to go through and show you from the Scripture what the Word of God has to say about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, so that you will know that it's for you and your house, hallelujah, just like it was for them in that case there in Caesarea and all the Gentiles there that received, even through Barnabas's ministry later on there, hallelujah. Well, we're out of time. We're going to have to go once again. But I tell you what, prayerfully consider being part of our project to get that television equipment. I just believe there's a lot of you that God is speaking to be part of that. We're getting new equipment and new capabilities all the time. This new microphone is one of the, well, it's not new exactly, but the new setup here with the arm that allows us to have it anchored here at the right location and all the equipment and so forth. God's just constantly blessing us with great equipment, but I'm sure you know and can tell the quality of the sound in both the audio and video netcast has been improved tremendously by this equipment. So praise the Lord for that. And it's the same thing with this other equipment that we're talking about. We encourage you to be part of that project. You can write us here, Word of Faith Ministries, our address, Word of Faith Ministries, as it says there on the screen, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, our zip code 27262. And as always, you can write me here at our ministry address, our email address, which is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around